Yamaragay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Hello and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. This week, Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison is here to talk about angels. You know, at Christmas time, we hear a lot about angels, how they appeared to the shepherds and also to Mary before Jesus was born. We probably hear more about angels around Christmas time than any other time of the year. Tony thought it would be appropriate to share a few stories about his experiences with angels. But first, let's hear a song about angels that became very popular for Amy Grant.
Say, and then four squads of soldiers came and carried him away. Chained up between two watchmen, Peter tried to sleep, but beyond the walls an endless prayer was lifting for his keep. Then a light cut through the darkness of a lonely prison cell, and the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell. And running to his people before the break of day, there was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say. Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. Angels watching over me, every step I take. Angels watching over me. God only knows the times my life was threatened just today. Reckless car ran out of gas before it ran my way. Near misses all around me, accidents unknown. Though I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. But I know they're all around me, all day and through the night. When the enemy is closing in, I know sometimes they fight. To keep my feet from falling, I'll never turn away. If you're asking what's protecting me, you're gonna hear me say, God has angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. Angels watching over me, every step I take. Angels watching over me.
Today I want to talk about angels on assignment. God sends angels to help Christians, but also to help non-believers. These are some of the things that angels are sent to do. They are sent to protect believers, wage spiritual warfare, comfort and encourage, and they bring blessings, bring strength during trials, assist in bringing people to Christ, disclose God's will, bring answers to prayer, and glorify God's name throughout the earth. I'm going to tell you some stories from my life, from my history, and some of the stories you've heard before, but I'm going to touch on them again because these are the times in my life that I've encountered angels, and I know for sure, without a doubt in my heart, that the angels were there and were helping me to get through the day. Because see, when God puts a call on your life, he sends his angels to protect you and to make sure that you are, whether it's me or whether it's you or whether it's somebody else listening or someone that's not even saved, God will dispatch his angels, because when he puts a call on your life, he wants to see it fulfilled. But also, the enemy wants to destroy the plan that God has for your life. He wants to distract you from God's calling. And so angels are dispatched all the time. And from that list of things that they do for us, I want to share some stories. Because I know if angels hadn't intervened or been there with me when I've gone through some terrific trials in my life, I know God has sent his messengers to help. Right from the very beginning, when I first came to God, God showed me that I had three angels. And I've had this confirmed over the years by different people. And different times in the last 30 years, somebody has written to me or somebody has spoken to me and said, "Tony, God has showed me that you have three angels with you. God has put a call on your life that he's given you three angels." And I want to start to share some of these stories that I know have kept me safe and brought me through some trials and tribulations. And I wouldn't be where I am today if God hadn't sent his messengers. But the fact that God is God, not the angels. God is in charge. Jesus is the one to be worshipped because he died on the cross for us. We don't worship angels. But to be in their presence and to have them working on your behalf is a privilege that most people don't realize. We don't ever stop and think about it, especially those that are anti-God and unsaved. Even the Muslims that are hell-bent on causing destruction, God doesn't want to see one of those perish. He's got a plan in place to try and lead these people to the Lord. And we just got to trust God and know that God is on the throne. God will not be mocked. And God is in control. It mightn't look like it as we look at the world around us and we look at the events that's happening in the world, but God is in control. Because he says so, and we know so. Those who believe in God, we know with all our heart that God is on the throne. The Bible says that he never sleeps nor slumbers. He watches over Israel, his people, and he watches over us all the time. He doesn't need any sleep like we do. One of the very first times that I know that if it wasn't for God sending his messengers to help me, the angels, I know that I should have died and went to hell in my sin. But God had other plans, and his plan was for me to be where I am today, preaching to you on the radio, and to have a worldwide ministry, which is done through the web. And I believe soon God will not only use me on the web, but he will use me in a worldwide ministry, an evangelistic ministry that's going to glorify the name of Jesus. And God is not short in delivering his promises. From the very first time that I was robbing banks and I was involved in all sorts of crime, even then God had his plan in place. Because you know what God says in the Bible? He said in Jeremiah verse 1, he says, "I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb." And God knew me, and God said to me, "I had a plan for your life from before the beginning and the foundation of the earth was even laid. I had a plan for you." And God has a plan for you as well. You mightn't think so. You might be just struggling along as a Christian and wondering why you're not doing anything for God. But the problem is, are you doing anything for him? And if you're not, then you ought to start doing it. Then you'll see the results. When I had that shootout with the police, I mean, the police were only about 6 to 12 feet away, shooting bullets into the car, and how they never killed me is a miracle in itself. After all the roadblocks and all the things that happened to me before I got saved that day, Satan went out of his way to help me into hell. But God had another plan. His ministering angels and his warring angels protected me every inch of the way. And I remember early in the morning when the Lord told me, lay down on the ground, there's three cars coming. He said, one of them is going to be a police car and he's coming to get you. And I'm laying on the ground and this policeman gets out of the car, calls me a few choice names and swear words, things I can't repeat on the radio, pointed his gun at me and said, I'm going to kill you, you black so-and-so. I cried out to God and I said, God, help me. It was just simple. God, help me. And you know what happened? He rubbed his eyes. He couldn't see me anymore. And then he put his holster away, got in his car and drove away. You see, I believe that an angel stood in front of him with his wings outstretched. He couldn't see me anymore. And you know what? I got up and I walked and I talked with the Lord as I walked. And then we came to a roadblock in broad daylight. I mean, if you've seen photos of this old black fella on the webpage, I mean, I'm not easy to miss. And there was three police cars, because I was seen in the area. There was a roadblock and they were stopping cars as they was coming past. And I got to within 20 feet of these police cars and these police officers standing in the middle of the gravel road. And a little voice said to me, Tony, just walk through them, walk past them, walk in and out of them, round them. Have no fear, fear not, because I am with you, says the Lord. Well, I had nothing to lose. If I tried to run backwards, they would have saw me for sure. If I would have had fear and didn't trust God, I would have been caught for sure. But I said, what have I got to lose? The voice said, Tony, go forward and walk in and out between the police officers. I walked past them and then they kept talking and they just kept yabbering to each other. Nobody saw me. And when I got past them, I remember feeling such a peace come over me as I started to walk between those police officers and they didn't see me. And then I got away. And then later on, my uncle came. And then I went with him. I gave myself up. But that was just one of the times that I know that God's warring angels and his ministering angels protected me, not only from the police, but from Satan's attempt to put me in the hell. it pays to remember the good things that God has done for you. Because when the going gets tough, and sometimes you think it's impossible to get out of the present situation that you're in, take a moment to reflect and think back. Just think back. At some point in your life, you would have had a miracle and you would have experienced God's messengers. His angels were there to protect you. I was in Sandstone College at Maitland and I was being transferred to another prison. And word had already filtered through, because prisoners are transported from prison to prison and everybody knows where you are and things like that. And this message came through by another prisoner. He said, Tony, he said, you got to watch this guy when you get to this prison, because he's told everybody you're a dead man walking and you'll be killed within 24 hours. But you see, I didn't have to worry because God had everything in control. I didn't see it at the time. I didn't understand how God was going to protect me. But he'd already put things in motion. He'd already put things in play that I would be protected. And what happened was, I got on this Black Mariah and I was transported to this other prison. But before I got there, the ministering angels had this person locked up. He'd done something stupid and the prison authorities locked him in his cell. See, that was an angelic thing, because it was a miracle, because his plan was to stab me as soon as I got out of the transport. In a couple of days before I went, a pastor at one of the local churches, his wife was woken up and an angel stood at her bed. And the angel said to her, and he showed her a vision, that wherever I went throughout life, that these three massive angels would be with me, always be with me. And she said, I want you to write to the prison and tell Tony not to fear, to have no fear for his life when he gets to this prison, because he's got three angels with him and they're going to be with him always for the rest of his days. They're going to be with him wherever he goes, especially for his protection. And when she sent me that letter, I just felt God's peace come over me. When I went to this prison, I knew I was going to be safe. But when I got to that prison, a prison guard came up to me and he said, Tony, you better watch your back. This prisoner is telling everybody you're a dead man walking. And I said to this guard, I said, where is this prisoner? He said, he's locked in his cell. And I remember crying out to God and I prayed and I said, God, you go before me. And you go with me, Father God, because I'm not going to be looking over my shoulder. I'm not going to be, you know, sleeping with one eye open. And when I go to the shower block, you know, I want to be able to wash my hair without keeping my eyes open, because I need your protection. You know what? God went with me. The angels went with me. I found this bloke in his cell. And I introduced myself. And, you know, God gave me wisdom. I said to this man, I said, why do you want to kill me? He said, you robbed a TAB where my mother worked and you stuck a gun in my mother's face and you robbed her. And the Holy Spirit said to me, Tony, ask him what is he in jail for. And I said to him, mate, what are you in prison for? He said, I'm in prison for armed robbery, bank robbery. And I said, well, whose mother did you rob? Whose sister did you rob? And you got to hide in the profession that we're both in. There is that element of risk every time we go in and rob somebody, that we're sticking a gun in somebody's mother's face or somebody's daughter, somebody's son. So it's very hypocritical of you to want to kill me for what I did to your mum. But then what if every time you robbed a bank, somebody had your name marked out and they want to kill you? You know what he said to me? He said, I'll come and see you when we get out tomorrow. He said, that made a lot of sense. And we shook hands on it. I mean, we weren't in the stage of sending each other Christmas cards. But I agreed to let him live, and he agreed to let me live. So then there was no animosity between us. But that makes sense to me. Well, if I'm robbed his mother with a gun, then every time he went into a bank, he obviously robbed somebody else's mother or somebody's sister, somebody's daughter. But you see, God has a plan worked out for all of us. And even while my stay was there in that prison, there were 6 attempts on my life by prison guards. And there was attempts by prisoners. People who I thought were my close friends and allies turned out to be Judas in disguise. Although prison guards and prisoners tried to murder me several times, it doesn't matter what the Satan intended for evil to take me out to put a stop to God's plan. God always had a plan to use his angels for good to stop what the devil intended for evil. God was always there to protect me through his angels, through his ministering angels. So there's many, many times in my life, now that I reflect back on it and think of how many times that the angels were there for me. And you know, when I was running around committing all those crimes and running a brothel and running, you know, doing armed robberies and stuff like that, because somebody prayed for me for 14 years, God never gave up. God always had a plan. And his ministering angels, they never get tired and they never get disappointed. They lead you to a part of your life where you're going to accept Christ. And then if you reject it, and then don't go the way that they're leading you, they don't give up. They go from plan A back to plan B, and they start all over again. And they just keep going tirelessly, endlessly, trying to bring situations, circumstances around where that you will accept Christ as your Lord and Saviour.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
With Angels We Have Heard on High. We also heard in today's program Angels from the group Virtue and an old favourite from Amy Grant. It's time to go, but before we do, Tony wanted me to let you know that he hasn't finished his stories on angels yet. In the new year, he'll be back with more about his experiences with angels. And remember, this week we have a special one-hour episode of King's Kids at 4 p.m. on Christmas Day. What a great way to get over Christmas lunch with the family by lying around listening to King's Kids. May God bless you this Christmas and please stay safe. I'm Heidi, and on behalf of Tony and the King's Kids team, bye until next week. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.